All right, KFIZ News Time 10:39 as Final Act today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. It's Tuesday, January 12th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. And we're pleased to be joined for our final segment here on a Tuesday by Final Act County Veteran Service Officer Rick Patton. He's kind enough to join us once a month to talk about veterans issues and topics related to veterans in Final Act County. Rick, good morning. Happy New Year. How are you?
Good morning, Spencer. I'm doing well. Happy New Year.
Good to have you back on. We're doing well. Yeah, it's start to the year. Another week is upon us. We're just keeping moving down the tracks, I guess you could say, here on a Tuesday. And lots going on in the world, but always good to talk about different topics regarding our veterans here in Fond du Lac County. And lots to talk about this month, just like in past months. So we'll jump right in here. As the new year begins, any changes to the operating procedures at your office so far?
At this point, no. We're still doing appointment only, no walk-ins. We do have a sign on the front doors with our phone numbers to call to get an appointment, and those numbers are 920-929-3117, 929-3157, or 929-3120. So if you come here, be prepared to just call us and schedule an appointment, because we are not able to do walk-ins at this time. Mm-hmm. So, and it probably we're looking at different things. There's a lot of counties out there that have always gone by appointment only, and it seems to be working for the most part here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll recheck that, when things start to loosen up, and see if we're going to go back to walk-ins or if we're going to stay with appointment only.
Sure. Still some time before that's decided, obviously, though.
Oh, yeah. this virus doesn't seem to want to go away anytime soon. So.
That's true. It's very true. Yeah. So I know the bulk of the conversation, bulk of the information you had today was about death benefits. Where do you want to start?
Well, I guess the best way to approach this is death benefits for veterans. What is available is going to be dependent on a number of factors, one of which is whether you were active duty, National Guard, Reserve, how much time you were you put in, the character of your discharge, things like that. So you know, there's potential benefits for discharges for veterans that were other than dishonorable. So, unfortunately, if you had a dishonorable discharge, there are no burial benefits, no flag, no military honors, no rifle salute taps, etc. If it's listed as other than honorable or bad conduct, the VA is going to make a determination as to what is going to be, you're going to be eligible for. We don't make that decision in our office because we are county, not federal. But we will try and get the answers for people as quickly as we can if that occurs. So for those who served on active duty, who met the service time requirements, which prior to September 7th, 1980 was 90 days of active duty. After that date, or on September 7th or later, it was 24 consecutive months or 2 years on or after that date. Those who were discharged for a disability, so say someone put in 18 months and they were discharged for a medical disability, they would still be eligible. And for National Guard and Reserve, who have completed their initial six-year obligation or were mobilized on Title 10 federal active duty orders, they're eligible for a flag and military honors at the funeral. Government marker and headstone is completely different. Active duty must meet their service time requirements or were discharged for a disability. National Guard and Reserve, on the other hand, they either had, in order to get a headstone or marker or a medallion, had to have served either on Title 10 federal active duty orders, such as a deployment to Iraq, Afghanistan, were ordered to active duty back for the Berlin crisis in 61, or they had to retire with at least 20 years of honorable service. So if you just put in 6 years or 12 years and did not do a deployment for any active duty other than training, unfortunately, you are not eligible for a government marker, headstone, or medallion. Mm-hmm. And that's the federal government's regulations. We don't make those rules here. We just abide by what the federal government says. Mm-hmm. And then burial allowance. We've had a few people calling lately who were saying, well, someone told us that the VA would pay for their entire funeral, and that's not the case. Regardless of whether they had a service-connected disability or not, the first qualifier for getting a burial allowance, which monetary allowance for funeral or plot or burial, they must have been in receipt of a monetary benefit from the VA prior to death, either service-connected disability compensation or non-service-connected disability pension. So they had to be getting a check every month from the VA. If they pass away of a service-connected death, the VA will pay $2,000. Mm-hmm. No more. That's the most you'll expect. Except there's the potential for travel payment for transportation of the cost of remains. But that, you know, that's not in every circumstance. But in general, a service-connected death will, for someone in receipt of monetary benefits, will receive $2,000. If it's a non-service-connected death, those rates have been changing annually based on cost of living allowance. So in 2021, if the veteran being in receipt of a monetary benefit from the VA was died while hospitalized by the VA, they could get up to $1,614 for plot and burial. If they were not hospitalized by the VA at time of death, it's going to be up to $1,107. And I say up to because if the veteran is, say, cremated, but does not get put into a cemetery, either buried in the ground or in a mausoleum, there's not going to be a burial allowance. It's because they have to go into a cemetery, whether it's above ground mausoleum or in ground or scattered. But part of the application for burial benefits includes information from the cemetery, including, you know, where they're going to be buried, scattered, or interred. If someone does not, you know, say they go home with the surviving family and maybe the cremains are placed on the mantle, so they're not going into a cemetery, they would only get a small benefit. So they have to go into cemetery in order to get any burial allowance at all.
Okay.
And like I said, there is a potential for payment to some of the transportation costs, and that's going to be determined on what type of benefits they're in receipt of, where they're being interred. As an example, if they're going out to the National Cemetery in Arlington, there may be some transportation costs allowed. They may not get a burial transportation allowance if it's just going from the funeral home here out to, say, Rienzi Cemetery. So it's going to depend on the circumstances. And the one thing I will say is that we get a lot of questions or arguments from families is, no, the VA is not going to pay the entire funeral bill. They never have and they never will. The most that a family can expect is $2,000 if it's service-connected or a lesser amount if it's not service-connected.
Got it.
So it becomes a touchy subject. But
sure.
And we always recommend, especially when it comes to whether or not someone's entitled to burial benefits or a government marker, headstone, or a medallion, that they work through our office. We, in almost all cases, if we are aware of the death ahead of time, one of my staff, Nicole, will send out a letter of condolence to the next of kin that the funeral home provides us. And it'll explain some of the benefits they're eligible for. We recommend that if you're going to get a headstone or a medallion or a marker, that you work through our office, because we do this every day, unfortunately every day. And we've been doing this. We process about 200 of these applications every year. It's just easier for us because there's a lot of times that we need the family to come into the office anyway to discuss the potential for other benefits. And so we try to make that a one-stop shop for all the burial benefits. So I know there's some cemeteries in the area that have done applications in the past, but we received occasionally we'll get an angry phone call from the National Cemetery Association out in Quantico, Virginia, asking us why we did an application for someone who's not eligible, or why did we not put all the information on the application that was required. And we're like, well, we didn't do that. And later found out that it was completed by a cemetery. So we just ask that, you know, if the family is going to be going through a cemetery, have us do the marker. Yes, the cemetery has to sign off on it, but let us complete the application first, and then we'll get the signature from the cemetery, and then we'll get it sent off. By working through the cemetery for these forms, sometimes it's going to delay. Or, you know, sometimes the family gets very upset when they find out that they weren't eligible for a benefit that the cemetery told them they were. So, like I said, we do daily benefits for these. We just ask that when you get that condolence letter, give us a call, set up a time. We'll work through this paperwork as seamlessly and as quickly as possible.
Rick, I know you wanted to remind folks before we step out for this month, you wanted to remind folks about the Veterans Service Office Facebook page, too.
Yes, we do have a Facebook page. It doesn't get updated on a daily basis, usually, but we do have one out there, and when there's new information that's of veteran interest, it goes on our Facebook page. They can just do a search for Fond du Lac County Veterans, they can find information on there, and go ahead and like our page if you want to keep updated, you know, with reminders of things going on. So,
all right, very good, Rick. One more time, if people want to get in touch with the Veterans Service Office, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is to call us at 920-929-3117, 3157, or 3120.
Very good, Rick. Thanks so much as always. Have a great rest of your month, and we'll talk again in February.
Sounds great, Spencer. Take care.
You too. Fond du Lac County Veteran Service Officer Rick Patton joining us here on KFIZ for our January conversation. 10:53, more coming.